next kina, kina yates. V'chashem atzdaka, begin each of the stanzas, followed by v'lona boshes apanim. The idea is we have a back and forth. We have all the tzedakah, all the good, all the wonderful things that Hashem does for us, all the miracles, taking us out of Mitzrayim, all the things that He did for us throughout the generations. But in return, we do not appreciate that which Hashem gives us. And instead, it's v'lanu boshes hapanim. We are to be ashamed to how we returned the favor. Rav Kook points out what is this idea of a boshes apanim when it comes to tzedakah? The person requires the charity and he uses the money for that which is needed, so then it makes sense. He needed the charity, he needed to buy the groceries, and he bought the groceries. He's not ashamed. But if that same person, the ani, he takes the money, he takes the tzedakah, and he uses it for things which are not necessary. He uses it, the money that he takes a few dollars, and he goes and he buys drinks and he gets drunk. When he wakes up in the morning, he feels the boshes upon him. He's ashamed. He was given the gift, but he didn't use it appropriately. He didn't take the opportunity to hand out the tzedakah and use it for what it was given to him for. This is the idea of the tzedakah in contrast to the boshes hapanim. Hashem does all the tzedakah for us. Hashem gives us all these opportunities. Hashem gives us all these gifts. And it's for us to use them for what they are given to us for. But if we do not, then we should feel ashamed. We should feel the boshes hapanim. For the lack of the use of these opportunities is the potential which they are given to us. Just one other note related to this. We all know that when we visit an avil, when we visit someone, we leave with them, we say, Hamokav yinachem etzchem soshar avilit yom yushalayim. And Rav Pinkus points out, what's this idea of using the name of Hashem, of Hamokav? And also, it also relates to the Avelus which we are in now. And he says, the idea of Makom, the name of Hashem of Makom, represents the idea that Hashem was always, before the world was created, and always will be, and always will continue to be. The idea of Makom, of space, of constance. That no matter what transpires, Hashem is still there. The same Makom that was there before endures and continues to be there. Through all the good times and through all the tragedies, Hashem is still the same Makom. And that is the lesson, that's the idea how we try to comfort the mourner. That we say, even though there is a loss, and we recognize the loss, but there's still the Makom, there's still the constance, there's still the idea of moving forward. And it's for us to realize also that even without a Beis HaMikdash, there's still the Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. There's still the opportunities. You know, even though the physical structure is not there, the Rambam and others teach us that the spiritual, the Kedusha is still in Yerushalayim. Hashem didn't completely forsake us. And we have to try to recognize the blessings that we have, the Tzedakah that Hashem continues to give us throughout the generations, for all of our history. There is still the Hashem HaTzedakah, the opportunities that we have, whether it be to freely engage in our ways of keeping Torah mitzvos, the opportunities that we have to access Torah and to learn Torah in so many different ways, the opportunities that we have to go to Yerushalayim, to be in Eretz Yisrael, and many, many, many opportunities on a personal and a communal level, the tzedakos which Hashem gives to us. And it's for us to take these opportunities, and if we do not, then it will be v'lanu boshes hapanim.